What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about Christmas with a narcissist. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. What's going on, beautiful folks? Beautiful, beautiful folks. Yes, yes, yes. Christmas with a narcissist. Y'all know it's going to be the timing of this episode is important. It's going to be tough, y'all. I feel like if this is the thing right here, not all narcissists are going to ruin Christmas, right? But a lot of them will. A lot of narcissists will absolutely ruin Christmas. And so this is my prediction for you. If you're in a relationship with a narcissist or a toxic person, whoever, and you've had 5, 6, 7, 10 bad Christmases in a row.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Chances are this Christmas is going to be bad too. If you follow the same patterns, if you follow the same routine that you follow for the previous 8, 9, 10 years that they've ruined, you're probably going to have another bad Christmas. Your kids are probably going to have another bad Christmas. It's going to be a sad, like, this is going to be a time of, you know, giving thanks and love and receiving love and giving gifts, receiving gifts. If you haven't received the gift from your narcissistic person in 5, 6, 7 years, you probably won't be receiving one today. And I know that sucks. It absolutely sucks that you married or you're in a relationship with the Grinch. It does. Sometimes it sucks. You know, and the Grinch from the beginning of the movie, the one that was trying to ruin Christmas, not the one at the end that was like, became Santa. You know, it sucks that you married or you're in a relationship with the Grinch. They're going to ruin, they are, y'all. If they've ruined it before, they're going to ruin it again. That's just how it is. If I believe, why do they keep doing this, y'all? It's too much love in there. There's too many emotions in the air for that narcissist or toxic person, whoever, to feel comfortable, to feel like they have, they don't feel comfortable around the love. They don't feel comfortable around the affection. They don't feel comfortable. It makes them uncomfortable. It makes them feel uneasy to be in this loving, caring environment. It makes them feel horrible about themselves. Like, I don't feel comfortable here. And they start to ruin it. It's like from the inside out. If they're feeling bad internally, you will know it on Christmas. You will know it the day before Christmas. Like, they might break up with you. They might cause an argument. They might fuss and fight with you. So, you know, they might ghost you on Christmas. But this right here, this Christmas right here, you taking your power back. Y'all, if they've ruined so many Christmases before, you're not going to let them do it again. If you have to have a tradition in your family, if you can't leave the relationship, you have to celebrate Christmas the day before or have a secret Christmas where you give and exchange gifts before so you can do it happy in a happy manner without that toxic, narcissistic person around. Do it like that if you have to, y'all. You know what I mean? If you a co-parent with a narcissist that ruins Christmas and things like that, exchange gifts before. Do that before. I know it really depends on the age. If y'all believe in Santa and things like that, strip them of that power. You know, you're taking your power back. So you have to strip. When you take your power back, you have to take it back from somewhere. When I say take your power back, that means the power is gone. That means the power is not with you right now, right? So you have to take your power back from this person. You know what I mean? If you have to get up super early in the morning, 7 a.m., to open a few gifts, to experience that happiness and Christmas joy, do it like that. So at least your kids have a little bit of happiness on Christmas. You know, do it the day before, the day after Christmas. Like if you got to celebrate the day before, the day after, do it like that. Y'all, don't let the Grinch ruin Christmas. Because the narcissistic person is probably going to try. They'll be grumpy. They're going to sit in the bed all day. They're going to sit in the room all day. They're going to be behind. You know, they're going to stay upstairs, downstairs. They're going to have to work. They're going to go to the office and not come back. They're going to conveniently, the gifts or Amazon lost the gifts, right? I don't know where the gifts went. Amazon lost the gifts. What? Amazon really lost the gifts? You know, the gifts are in the mail. I sent your gifts. I sent them earlier this year, kids. I sent them in October, so they should be there by now. Well, we're dad, mom, whatever. They haven't gotten here yet. Oh, I hate the mail. Lost again. Dang it. God, I hate the mail. You see, they give your kids false hope, too. Y'all, this year, you're going to have a Merry Christmas. This year, you're taking your power back. This year, you're not going to let them ruin it.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're just not going to let them do that. Like this year, you're empowering yourself. You're not taking the power away. You're powering up. Because that gives you the ability. That gives you strength. That gives you the ability to move forward. That empowers you. That's what I'm just telling you. You are stronger than what you think you are. You absolutely are. You are stronger than what you think you are. Empower yourself. Keep moving forward, y'all, because like if you don't, I'm just telling you, if you do not, they're going to get you. You know, if you do not take your power back and be preemptive, you can predict it. Now, y'all, if you had 5 or 6 bad Christmases, you should be able to predict it by now. You should be able to predict that you're going to have another bad Christmas this year because this narcissistic person is part of your life. Do you know what I mean? So if you've had so many bad Christmases, you never got a gift before, get yourself a gift. Gift yourself. Give yourself the gift of being being away from them this year. Going no contact. That's your Christmas present. Going no contact this year. I know we haven't talked. Like block, if they've reached out, you don't have to be in a current relationship with a narcissist for them to ruin your Christmas, right? They can reach out to you. Like if you've been no contact and they can text you. Out of nowhere, they haven't talked to you in 6 months. Out of nowhere, hope you have I was thinking about you on Christmas. They can ruin your Christmas that way. They're going to make Christmas about them. Even if they're not with you, they can send you a random text message out of nowhere. They can email you out of nowhere. Disconnect today. Disconnect today. Don't let them come back into your life or say something mean or do something crazy to you. No. Because they don't like Christmas, because they don't like themselves around Christmas, because Christmas makes them feel icky inside. Christmas makes me feel, I don't know how to describe it, but Christmas makes me feel icky inside. And so I don't like it. Yo, you're taking your power back this year. I'm telling you, healing works from the inside out, but so do bad emotions. Bad emotions come from the inside out as well. So if the bad emotions are coming from the inside out, the healing does as well. So don't let them, you can feel it. They don't just start ruining Christmas the day before Christmas. A lot of them will start doing it in November. A lot of them will start doing it in early December. Like there's typically a buildup. They don't drop the bomb on you on Christmas morning. They might be to do that the first year or two. Just kind of surprise you because you don't really know them. But now you know them. Now you know they're going to drop the bomb. Now you know the bomb is coming. You can hear it, y'all. You can hear it. You can see the fuse has been lit. Take the necessary steps. If you can't leave or you're trying to make it work, take the necessary steps to ensure that if you have kids, that they can at least have a good Christmas. Christmas morning, hey, kids, we're going to get up at 6:30. We're going to open a couple of gifts I got, and then we're going to enjoy these gifts in silence. Even though they about having to get up early to do it. You shouldn't have to do that. They about getting up early or staying up extra late to open a couple of gifts. I mean, sometimes you do what you have to do to make sure your kids are at least have a little bit of happiness, because you know the other parents want to ruin it. But like, imagine having to do that, y'all. You shouldn't have to do that. You shouldn't have to hide happiness. You shouldn't have to hide joy. You shouldn't have to hide the fact that you're smiling on Christmas. You see what I'm saying? I'm not telling, again, y'all, I'm not telling y'all to leave your relationship. I'm just saying, think things through. Because that narcissist or toxic person is going to make them make Christmas about them. They're going to make this about them. They have to. I know people are just like, well, why did they ruin it? Is it because attention is not on them? Yeah, that's super simplistic. That's not the only reason that narcissists ruin Christmas. Some of them have holiday trauma of their own that they just pass down to other people. Like, if I have holiday trauma, if I have Christmas trauma, if I never got gifts, so I'm going to pass that down to my family. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to pass that down to my family. It's just in that space. They're going to pass it down. Like, it's like a generational gift of ruining of toxicity on Christmas. They're going to pass it down. You know, they just don't. It's just too many emotional overload. I do believe that a lot of narcissists have limited emotional capacity, which means that they have emotions. You know, they have the capacity for emotions, but not a lot from the outside world, not a lot from the outside coming in. You know, so if it's Christmas time, the holiday season is a time of being overloaded, right? Christmas time is a time of being overloaded. It's a time of overloading the senses, right? New Year's is right behind it. The emotional overload is going to overload, and they're going to, you know, this is like a robot with too much information. They're going to blow up, you know. They're going to boom. The system is going to be overloaded. It's going to just start malfunctioning like a narcissistic robot. Narcissistic robot, too full of information, going to detonate. Boom, and they blow up, you know. But just within that space right there. So you have to protect yourself, y'all. You have to protect yourself. You have to protect your peace. You really, really do around this time. Take your power back. Like I said, if you have to celebrate before or after, or whatever you have to do, late night, early mornings, whatever you have to do, a couple of days before, even if it has to be Christmas Eve. Make sure your kids are happy. And make sure that you are happy. If you haven't received a gift from this person in years, go get your own gift. Go get your own gift. But of course, I'm not telling you, you gotta weigh in your options about leaving this toxicity, because if they're not getting you a gift for years, old Christmas is just commercialized. I give you, you get the gift of me. I got something for you. I got a gift. Your gift is in the bedroom later on. No. I just want you to have a Merry Christmas, y'all. I really, really do. Hope this episode woke you up. Hope it helps you change your Christmas. Hope it helps you empower you. You know, but anyway, y'all, be safe, like and subscribe. Merry Christmas from me to you. I'm out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.